O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons.
Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, for Thursday, April 9th, 2020. Today, we're going to continue to seek Him in Psalm 47, Leviticus 5, 1, 6 through 13, and Mark 1, 35. Through 45. We'll be starting with Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of God, of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Leviticus 5, 1, 6 through 13. If anyone sins in that he hears a public adjuration to testify, and though he is a witness, whether he has seen or come to know the matter, yet does not speak, he shall bear his iniquity. Or if anyone touches an unclean thing, whether a carcass of an unclean wild animal, or a carcass of unclean livestock, or a carcass of unclean swarming things, and it is hidden from him, and he has become unclean, and he realizes his guilt, or if he touches human uncleanness of whatever sort of the uncleanness may be with which one becomes unclean, and it is hidden from him, when he comes to know it and realizes his guilt, or if anyone utters with his lips a rash oath to do evil or to do good, any sort of rash oath that people swear, and it is hidden from him, when he comes to know it and he realizes his guilt, in any of these, when he realizes his guilt, in any of these, and confesses the sin he has committed, he shall bring to the Lord all his compensation for the sin that he has committed. A female from the flock, a lamb or a goat, for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him for his sin. But if he cannot afford a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord as his compensation for the sin that he has committed, two turtle doves or two pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer first the one for the sin offering. He shall wring its head from its neck, but shall not sever it completely. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the one side of the altar, while the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. Then he shall offer the second for a burnt offering according to the rule, and the priest shall make atonement for him for the sin that he has committed, and he shall be forgiven. But if he cannot afford two turtle doves or two pigeons, then he shall bring as his offering for a sin that he has committed a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, and shall put no frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take a handful of it as its memorial portion, and burn this on the altar, on the Lord's food offering. It is a sin offering. Thus the priest shall make atonement for him for the sin which he has committed. in any one of these things, and he shall be forgiven. And in remainder shall be for the and the remainder shall be for the priest, as in the grain offering. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if anyone commits a breach of faith and sins unintentionally in any of the holy things of the Lord, he shall bring to the Lord as his compensation a ram without blemish out of the flock, valued in silver shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for a guilt offering. He shall also make restitution for what he has done and missed in the holy thing, and shall add a fifth of it and give it to the priest. And the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and he shall be forgiven. If anyone sins doing any of the things that by the Lord's commandments ought not to be done, though he did not know it, then realizes his guilt, he shall bear his iniquity. He shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish out of the flock, or its equivalent for a guilt offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him for the mistake that he made unintentionally, and he shall be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He has indeed incurred guilt before the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if anyone sins and commits a breach of faith against the Lord by deceiving his neighbor in a matter of deposit or security, or through robbery, or if he has oppressed his neighbor, or has found something lost and lied about it, sweared falsely, in any of all the things that people do and sin thereby, if he has sinned and has realized his guilt and will restore what he took by robbery, or what he got by oppression, or the deposit that was committed to him, or the lost thing that he found, or anything about which he has sworn falsely, he shall restore it in full, and shall add a fifth of it, and give it to him to whom it belongs on the day he realizes his guilt. And he shall bring to the priest as his compensation to the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock, or its equivalent for a guilt offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord, and he shall be forgiven for any of the things that one may do and thereby become guilty. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth of on the altar by night until the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and put his linen garment on his body. And he shall take up the ashes to which the fire has reduced the burnt offering on the altar and put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments and put on other garments and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it, and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out. Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 45. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place. And there he prayed, and Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And they found him and said to him, everyone is looking for you. And he said to them, let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, imploring him and kneeling, saying to him, if you will, you can make me clean. moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them. But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places. And people were coming to him from every quarter. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for April 9th. I want to go to this Mark passage. And first and foremost, Jesus touches the leper. This was uncalled for in this time period. You didn't touch lepers. Lepers were put in colonies outside of town and left there to die. They were forgotten, and no one would ever dare come near them or touch them in fear of catching their leprosy. And leprosy is a terrible autoimmune disease that pretty much destroys your immune system, so you get everything. You get every disease, and you don't heal properly, and it's a real disease. And here's Jesus reaching out and touching the untouchable. Here's Jesus reaching out, breaking social convention, turning the world upside down, and healing a man with leprosy. And this is a huge deal, because people with leprosy didn't get better. They didn't get better. That's why they were casted out. And this is why Jesus tells them, go to the temple. Present yourself as Moses commands, to show yourself that you have been cleansed, that you have been cleaned. Of course, he does the opposite of what Jesus tells him to do. He goes to spread the news freely. But the point here is, once again, Jesus touches those no one else will touch. Who is it in your life? Maybe it's not even someone you know very well, but it's someone you know. Who is it in your life that people consider untouchable? Who is it in your life that needs you to reach out and touch them like Jesus touches the leper? Because no one else is going to. Think about that. Think about that. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. Amen.